This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Democrats and Republicans are at loggerheads in the Senate. I should probably add again over federal spending. The immediate focus of the agenda is a provision funding pensions for coal miners. Senators of both parties are annoyed because it only funds those pensions for a couple more months, not the rest of the fiscal year. Why? Well, because Donald Trump. Marketplace's Adam Allington explains.
Two Senate Democrats from coal country are holding up the resolution. Ohio's Sherrod Brown and Joe Manchin from West Virginia are angry the bill only funds health benefits for retired miners through April. Senator Brown says of all people, Donald Trump should seize this opportunity.
He got a lot of votes in coal country. I know that he has spoken out on Buy America issues, but he's not been engaged in helping us in either case.
There was a group of Republicans that wanted to fund the government through the end of the fiscal year, but they lost the argument, says Catherine Blakely of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
The group that wants to allow the incoming president-elect to have an impact on this current fiscal year and right now has won out.
That means the government is funded through April. That gives Donald Trump the chance to put his stamp on the government extraordinarily early. Steve Bell is a former Republican director on the Senate Budget Committee. He doesn't think this was a calculated move, that basically the Senate just punted.
So I think they chose April because it's hard to get a budget for a new president, any new president, up there by February.
Then again, this is just the warm-up act for a whole bunch of budget battles to come. Again, Catherine Blakely.
Don't forget, we also have the debt ceiling limit coming in March.
And then there's sequestration, the budget caps Republicans put into place a few years ago. Those are still binding, so there could be some friction between congressional Republicans and their president. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.